or whatever.
That's right.
No, Andrea, what are you going to do? Oh, are you going to explain about the biscuit? Do you want mummy to? Do you want mummy to explain? Yeah? Can we tell Lily?
I'll go back to my cereal.
Tim wants me to tell you that most of the big time he won't be wanting a big time. Because he chose this one and not tweeted his touch. When we go to his photos, we don't bother with biscuits. It's not hungry. What's the point of him saying? It's just a choice. That's what he decided to do. Is that what you think? Because otherwise, when it comes to lunchtime, we might not fancy lunch either. Because we might fancy biscuits instead. So that's what he wants me to explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Where are you going to go? I think it's the initial sort of shyness of it all, you know? Going from one place to another.
Oh! He's a reader teacher in school.
Sometimes. Are you a clever reader?
Would you like to get to a book? Before you break a leg, would
you
like
I can't get up.
She can't cope. What are you going to do, Tim? You don't know. How about a postman pat jigsaw? Huh? Oh, I know what you fancied on the way over. What is it? Is it postman pat jigsaw? What are we going to do, dear? Well, it's my birthday, Lily.
Oh, is it today?
So I'm wearing my birthday thing.
Very nice. Very, very expensive.
Well, they weren't. They looked it, but I got however much money it is off. You know, I was walking down the high street. Oh, it's Thomas today.
Thomas,
he's got.
Sorry, Thomas.
Come on, Lily.
Thank you.
Or something. Right.
It's Tim's mummy's birthday today.
Nice, isn't it? What are you going to get then? You fancy what? Postman Pat Snap. Shall we have a look for it? We're going to root in your drawers for Postman Pat Snap. Is that
alright? James.
Norman.
Henry.
I think there's a jigsaws mainly in there, don't you? What's this at the bottom here? Shall we have a look at a different one? Try this next one down here. Have a look in there. Excuse me, dear. Thank you. Can you see it? I think it's all jigsaws in this bit. Have you? Should we try the top drawer? Would you like that one?
Yeah.
Have you found it? No. Would you like that one instead? No. Shall we shut this drawer then? Hold your fingers. Oops, Daisy. That's it. Let's try this top one. We didn't look in here. Oh, this looks promising. What's this? Thank you. Oh, it meant to go out, it just did.
She wouldn't say anything, guys. I'm very depressed last night.
Don't I look silly? Do I look like one of those newscasters?
And so I said, oh, just a minute, I'll just go in the office. And the Siamese cat came there, meow. Bubba was on my lap and I got the phone, Bubba went, meow. So the Siamese cat went, meow. So these two cats were having
chatting away.
This is a long distance phone call. The two cats.
And like a fool, you let them do it.
Yeah.
Yes, well, don't worry about it, Gwen, just keep on taking the salmon. Whenever the AGM is.
It's a good idea.
They're giving them out beforehand.
Yes,
so
it's much better for you to look because you're all busy trying to look at them and listen to what's going on.
Well, there you are. You can look now and have your questions at the ready.
I don't know what happened to my dustbin.
Oh, well, what happened?
It was all over the place. The bags were down
it's
there.
Been very windy.
Yes, that's it then. So I've watched
those
that.
Are the mums and toddler tea towels.
Thank you very much.
I've washed them.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, well, I've got a lot of things to tell you.
I bet you have.
You better not go on that thing.
Why not?
Well,
it's private. Shall I switch it off then now?
Well, if you want to know.
Well, I do want to know.
Because I've got nothing to do with it. Well, we started off.
Just before you tell me about yesterday, just let's get today sorted. You know when you go to collect Christopher from school? Instead of walking back down to our house, go down towards the pub.
Into that place where you park?
No. Go down the path to the pub. Yeah, at the bottom. The Jolly Farmer. And wait in the car park down there.
Oh, round that.
So that'll save me 5 minutes.
I can't remember which way I go. Do I turn left?
Well, you know when you get up the top, you come out the school gate.
Turn right.
And you turn right. Mm. And then instead of turning left down towards where we park the car, keep going. Straight on. Yeah. The path goes down the slope.
Yeah.
You follow your nose down to the bottom of there. Then you turn. Well, you just follow the path. It turns right and into the car park.
Oh, so we follow the path. We don't go over that bridge over the road.
No.
Not go towards that. Just keep on the path towards the Jolly Farmer. I've been round there, but I've forgotten it.
Well, you'll see at the bottom of that hill. There's the Jolly Farmer sitting in front of your eyes.
We're going in there then, are we?
Well, I should think so. I don't think the Jolly Farmer does meals.
No.
But I thought if you do that, then I can turn in that car park at the Jolly Farmer and pick you up, and then we can sail off for lunch. Sorry. And it'll just save us a few minutes because it will be a tight squeeze, I expect.
Well, if we're not quick, because we don't want to rush the meeting. Do
oh,
we?
No.
To be a part tonight. Well,
right. Two girls on a train.
On Monday morning, setting off, I set off, we had a taxi because it was terrible, and I thought, oh, well. I had a lovely weekend, I'm not going to spoil it by being salty and weren't getting picked at the station. So I said, we'll order a taxi, so we order a taxi. Well, he came, the taxi man, you see, and Irene Zatek, I don't know what was up with her, because she gets my little bag into the taxi, leaves all the doors wide open, and I'm checking out with another bag, and the taxi man says, no, are there any more people? I said, no, I said, what? So she's not locked. I said, hey, what about the doors? Oh,
she perhaps thought she was going home.
I don't know what she thought. So the taxi man says, give me the key and they'll lock the door. I said, all right. So with a pair of the supervisors locking the door, the taxi man and me, found out he knew all this area. I had a chat with him on the way, but laughed. So last night, she said, you know what we did with the door? She said it caused a minor sensation with my two old next door neighbours. They thought she was ill.
Oh, I see.
And the taxi man and I were
taking her away.
Don't know what we thought we were going to do with the guest. With her not locking her own front door. Just about to get the keys off her.
Well, at least it was nice that they were looking out.
Well, that's what I said. Well, it just shows you that they do watch what you for you, don't they? Mm. They're a nice couple next door. Mm. He's called Fred. So apparently last night he came knocking on the door to see if she was all right. So she'd been out all day to this cousin's at Blakely. She goes on a Monday now. Oh, he said, you go every week. Oh, he said, I'll bring you a leaflet. You could get a Dyla ride for over 70.
Right.
They'd take you there for 20p if you register. He said, I'll bring you the papers.
Oh, that's so good. Well, that's handy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, she actually, she does 20p because she goes to town and gets a few things. But, I mean, I said, it might be bad weather one day. Mm. And you'd be glad to dial it. Mm. But you fill in this form.
From your front door, have
you? Yes, completely. Mm. So, only in the Manchester area. Mm. You know, Manchester City Council.
They do a dialer ride in Redditch. I've never used it. But anybody can use it, but under 70 or something, you have to pay so much. You know, like go to the hospital with it or something.
Yes, you can. Well, anyway. So he brought her these forms. I said, well, it's worth registering. I said, Annie could do that.
Mm.
She's over 70. I said, why? They'd come for her, wouldn't they?
Mm. Do they do things on a regular basis? You know?
I suppose they do. I said to Litchin and see no harm in there. You know, say no,
say no,
can't they?
Yeah.
So as I was talking to her last night on the phone, the front doorbell's going, it's our friend from next door, like, looking after her, bringing forms to fill in to get dial a ride. I thought, Johnny, nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But they must have been, she said they'd been concerned all day. She never turned up till half past six, see, because...
What did she do after that, then? She went gallivanting off, then, after that?
Oh, she stays there. She stays and gets a meal in town to take to her.
Right.
And she does a bit of ironing for her. She finished her 80th birthday and then had a stroke.
Oh,
when she got over the stroke, she fell and broke her arm. The first
time
time that the church warden came for and took her to church, she fell getting out of his car.
Oh, dear.
So then I eventually got on the train. And these two girls, I think everybody was going for interviews at Birmingham University yesterday.
Oh, right.
And the whole crowd got off. We met this girl. I don't think these two were going to Birmingham University, but they were going somewhere.
Mm.
Stop me when. So, these two girls, I was reading, but couldn't tell, but here could. The girls said, well, I don't look for smart shoes now. Good gracious. I mean, at least I do get a pair of smart shoes, and they were lovely, those shoes all day.
Mm.
I bought a blue one. She said, I've got a corner in every toe.
How old was she?
Touches about in her 20s, like they've got all, you know. It's all, I listened and thought, oh, yeah, students don't change.
Corn on every time.
Yes. So she said, I have to. So I squint underneath to see what she was wearing. You know those fancy boots that are very wide.
Mm.
Got some of those on. She said she couldn't. She was crippled if she put a decent pair of shoes on. I thought, well, at your age, what are you going to do? Hey? So she must have been wearing some funny shoes to get caught.
She probably had.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She learned a lesson the hard way. So
did
then I got into Birmingham. Fine, we were. I bought a sandwich at Piccadilly Station and put it in the bag. Thought, I'll eat these on the train, I'll get the 12:06. Nice railway man carried me bags down the stairs to the Redditch train.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I was doing very well. I think they're all improving these. Anyway, he said that...
They improve with age.
I said that, oh, yes, I do want to go down these stairs, but there was folks coming up and down, and as you know, some coming up on the escalator. They ought to have escalators going down, you know, in Birmingham.
They do, yes.
So he carried them down for me. Awesome.
They might have them, might they, when they finished all this refurbishing.
I'd like to see where they're going to put them.
Oh, I see.
They've refurbished it, but they're not made any space for a down escalator, have they?
Mm.
You've got to go and ask for them to take you on the lifts if you're
decrepit
and want a chair.
Mm.
So anyway, as usual, we get on the station, all of a sudden there's a right to do in Birmingham Station. All the trains are coming in at different platforms from usual and delays here. And do you know what it was? But it was on the television last night. It was a huge fire at Banbury.
So everything was coming
not
in on different
it
lines.
It sounded as though it was on the railway, but it wasn't the railway, it was a big factory at the side.
Yeah.
And they said, people getting on this train, it was on the 11th platform, 11 near to where we were, make sure they get giving it out. You must get out at Leamington Spire if you want Banbury.
Yeah.
And they're going to lay some coaches on, because this train is going to avoid Banbury
yeah.
to get to wherever it was going.
Yeah. That's the trouble with Birmingham, because it's where it is in the country. Any catastrophe or poor down upsets whatever goes on.
There was this poor girl sitting on this seat, and that seat, and then so there was a nice lady sat next to me. She only went, this big, they said, they took the Greenwich train off the thing and put Shrewsbury on, this huge, you know, 125 came. And we said, don't get on there if you want the university. We said, we don't know where the train is, but get on when we do and you'll be all right. She was going
right. Into it. You can get your coat on and keep talking as we go.
Is that your idea?
It's yours.
Well, anyway. This great big train came in. That was late. They were all standing out there. Maybe you've seen them all having trouble to all the platforms because of this. Anyway, when I saw the fire...
Shall I take this?
Yes. When I saw the fire at Bambi, we had to move people out and getting water from the canal. It burnt the whole factory down for some reason.
I wonder what it was. What factory?
I've forgotten. It was all the trains were on time.
Have you got the keys to my house as well as yours?
Yes.
Right. Well, no, you won't, but I'm just checking.
Yes. That's a lot of this stuff, haven't I?
Do you like my gear?
Yes, have you just bought those?
No. Okay. This is what I got at in Exeter.
Oh, lovely. You haven't shown me yet.
The swimsuit that you bought me. I got your card, by the way. I said that already.
Have you done it yet with them?
No, not yet.
I bought it especially for all three of you. I got it in Droitwich.
No?
That, Christian Bookshop in Droitwich.
Well, no, I have the trousers sometimes. Well, they're newish, they're probably the newest pair I've got, but that's not the point. Come on, babe, just get yourself in this car, else we'll be late. Oh, sorry.
I've got a lot of stuff on me. I'm in the middle of this lawn. About the wedding.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll drop you off at the Jolly Farmer and you can walk up the hill to get to the school.
Well, then I'll
then you'll know the way back. Yeah. You ever find the school, that is.
What time do I go?
Well,
it's
12 o'clock,
I
think.
Now, do I just wait outside the classroom and come?
Yeah.
He knows I'm going, does he?
Yep.
He doesn't like me going away, does he?
So I won't see you till next Monday. I said no, it's Tuesday, isn't it? Well, I don't think he'll have noticed your absence. He was so ill on.
He didn't know.
What would he think?
My friend Timothy as well.
But he wasn't that ill. He just got feverish in the night, really. He seemed to be over it much quicker.
How's Daddy?
Oh, he's all right. We both survived. We gritted our teeth and made it through the weekend.
You wouldn't want to be without them, though, would you?
Oh, no.
No.
Just certain times when I could just could be with a holiday from them. So the wedding, how was that then?
Oh, that was lovely. Oh, it was cold. So I'm taking.
Were they wearing the thermals?
Well, we were.
Yeah, but we're bride, I mean.
Oh, I don't know what she had on. Because the dresses were deep, low there, and all those low ones at the back. Well, I wouldn't have chosen them for March, because I mean, that's
very nice.
It's
the same thing, though, isn't it? Off the shoulders.
Yes, yeah, you see, and then the underskirt and everything's all in with the dress, isn't it? But anyway. She's a nice, I like her very much. She's chosen her name.
Nice girl,
he's got this beard
growing
now.
Alright.
Oh, it was nice though, so Paul.
Yeah, they'd all be there, wouldn't they?
Paul and David, Paul's young lady. 1st of August he's getting there. Oh, he's turned into a nice boy, as Paul.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't fail to, really. And I brought the services things for you. Mr. Douglas did the prayers.
Alright.
But, the church, you see, was burnt down where he'd gone to, but it's nearly finished altering it. And in a sense, it's been a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Because you go in and they've got this new entrance hall,
yeah.
And half
made a gallery around the classrooms for the Sunday school. And then you go.
They had a fire at St Leonard's and they've been saying that really it's been a good thing. Because they've had to rethink what they want.
Where, yes, that's what.
Because otherwise you're tied by,
yes,
you know,
you see,
preservation
so,
orders
yes,
on
yes,
stuff.
Yes, but if it gets burnt down, you can't.
There's no preservation.
So, and we've got there fairly early because the taxi man got lost. That's another story. Taxi man got lost in Manchester. We got there in
no time. No wonder he wanted you to set off early.
Eh?
No wonder he wanted you to set off early. Didn't know where he was going.
Anyway, we had a nice trip up past the park, back through Prestwich and all around. Till we found out that Annie said, oh, I know where I am now. Just
he didn't charge you for all that.
No, he took some off, unfortunately.
Oh, that was nice.
He said, oh, it's my fault. So he took some money off. Anyway, we're going to get it mixed up with my stories. This church, we got there early, and the officer and I said, as soon as we walked in, the church warden says, the toilets are there, thanks very much. So we chatted the name, you know, we said where we'd come from, that, so we filled the bits of somebody had come. So the letters look all around, they said, go and look at your shop. So we did, you see. Because it's marvellous what they've been able to do. It's not quite finished.
I expect it was packed on it.
It was full.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing was, we found out afterwards why they'd done it. The organ pipe's in the middle of the chapel and you couldn't see the east window that they'd restored. Yeah. Oh, well, I said that's because we've not got that section finished. And it's left to be finished all around. But some of the old gargoyles at the church were saved and they stuck them up over the on the dividing piece between the church and this new section. We've got a lovely new kitchen lit it up. Very nice. I bet. So obviously said we've had a very, very good what we've still got a good treasurer who knew what to do. And instead of telling the insurance people that they give them the bills and they could pay them as they came in, he said we'll have a lump sum. And he's been able to invest it himself. And he was a man that
and then
he was
get
doing,
extra.
Get extra money. Interest. And he said he's paid for everything. Just a little bit more money they want to finish it off.
I'm sure, you know, with Alan and this new building, he's been very good because he's known the right people.
Yes.
And when things have turned up and they've not been quite right, he's known.
Yes.
Something sort of practical about him, you know.
They said we've been marvellous with this treasurer. So they said we wouldn't have known. We'd have got let in, see.
Yeah.
But he said to the insurance people, no, I don't want you just to keep on paying the bills.
Yeah.
He said, we'll have a lump sum.
Yeah.
And he got the lump sum and then was investing it, just drawing out when he needed it. See. So it was very nice, and we got a proper dinner at this. And you were absolutely famished by the time we got there. We didn't get the dinner till gone 3.
Yeah, I thought you'd be late. What time's the wedding? What time is the wedding? 11:30.
12.
Did you have 11s before you set off?
Well, we set off for me. I had with Irene.
Yeah.
But we set off for Irene. The dad was 10, you see.
Oh,
it took him 3/4 of an hour to get us there. So anyway, we had a good look around and the church warden said, hey, you better go and get some seats today. It's going to get cold, you know. Now you've come early, he said. And sit there, he said, you'll see everything. Yeah. It's the only book seats for the immediate family. We sat on this row and it was Paul and his young lady and David all in the row in front of us. And Mr. Smith was in here. It was very nice. All there they were. So we had a good chat. I bet you know. So they came to St. Clement's on Sunday morning. And I reckon if I'd been called Sunday, they'd have got a lift home.
Oh, right.
So, I'm not going to Sunday morning. Well, I said I didn't because I had a real good chat with them all Sunday night.
Yeah. You've got that extra space, you're not worrying about rushing up.
Well, I would have been rushing up. And it wouldn't have been fair to Irene, really. It was because we went to walks in the afternoon. Right, to look
You've got
the,
nothing to rush up for,
look,
have you, really?
No, to look at the trap arm.
Have they found out any more about how it starts?
Well, they're investigating what? Okay. you know what it looked like, but he had made a mess of it. Are you taking me to the
I'm taking you to the Jolly Farm, yeah. Which will give you just about the right amount of time then to walk up. Give you a nice walk, ready for your lunch.
Thank you very much. I'm already on walk this morning. I went out, there was nobody in the queue for them. I said, what's the matter? She said, I don't know, it's a quiet morning. Well, she's a quiet time of the year, this a bit. Oh, so the number, they're all queuing for papers and cigarettes. Nobody at the counter for the club.
Okay, now if you go on this path, oops, it's gone. Hey? If you're underneath the floor, wait a minute. Whichever brought you.
Where's the path gone?
And it's under the floor. I mean, it's You go, the underpass is there, you see. Mm. Can you see the grass there?
Yes.
If you walk straight across that bit of grass there, you'll come to the path.
I don't want to go on the underpass, do I?
Well, there's no point really, because you have to go backwards and go under the underpass and then up there.
So I'm going left, aren't I?
You're going, yeah. Well, the underpass takes you left, if you see what I mean.
No, we're not going back to the underpass.
But you don't know. You want to go up, you see where that big tree is there?
Yes.
You want to go across the grass and you'll hit a path which goes left up there, past those houses.
I've done it once before.
Yeah.
When I used to wander around with
you. All right. Just let me go.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right, go on. You walk off towards it, I'll
come back.
You can see you disappearing down the path. You'll see the path across there. What did you do today?
It's a mistake!
Oh, don't worry, it doesn't matter.
I wanted to go on that!
Well, we're going to collect Christopher in a minute anyway, so he'll want to sit on his seat. So go and have... about sitting on a different seat. Yeah. Can I tell you what we're going to do? Because we're going to do something nice.
What?
I've just left Grandma to go and collect Christopher from school. And we're all going to go out to lunch together. Have some lunch together while Christopher's in Christopher's lunch hour. We're going to go to Tesco's with Grandma. Have a birthday lunch for me.
Christopher?
Yes, with Christopher. And then we've got to take Christopher back to school for the afternoon. And then we'll
Why?
Go and then we go back home with Grandma.
Why?
Because today Christopher's not having his lunch at school, he's gonna have it with us instead. But he still has to go back and work in the afternoon.
Who?
Who? What do you mean, who? Christopher has to go back to work this afternoon. Because it's school time till 3 o'clock. Going a different way, aren't I?
Must we go the right way?
Don't worry, we'll get there. It's just a different way home, that's all. There's lots of different ways from the nursery. Past the water tower.
We haven't.
We haven't what? It's there.
Water tower.
That's it. With you. You're stroppy.
That's in my eye.
Good, James, put sand in your eye. Oh dear, is that an accident? You're always getting sand in your eye, aren't you? I think you must rub your hands in your eyes or something. No. Did Lily help you?
No.
Gwen?
No.
Oh, just you?
Yeah.
Is it still in there now?
What?
Is it still in your eye now?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You blink a lot, that helps to wash it out.
What?
Blink a lot, because it helps to wash it out. But it's a bit tricky to put water in your eye. Just blink a lot, because that helps. That, that washes your eye anyway. Here they are, look. Climb through the middle. You had a good morning. Oh, that would have been quicker, would it?
Yes, we're going to go that one.
You had a good morning, sir.
Oh, it's back quickly. That was better for
it. It is. It's not very far. Did you have to wait for ages?
No, I had a good look and some of these plants gave away to me. Did you imagine how many of
them? I expect he's dead. There's my grandma.
Yeah.
Where's that car?
What car, love? Hello, Timothy.
How anybody are you? Else going home today for lunch?
Yes, there's somebody behind. Who was it that he knew who it was?
I don't know who it was.
No, but somebody came behind us, didn't they? Mother brought a little dog for the walk.
You had a good swim?
We left his things, there's no point in
bringing swim. No, no point in bringing swim things now. Did you have a good swim, Christopher?
Did you have a good swim? Donkey's not dead. He's nodding his head.
What have you done this morning? What? Swimming.
Mummy,
we're not swimming. Yeah. It wasn't very long. Oh, why was that then?
Anyway, it was very cold.
Was it?
Oh dear. They got it warmed up.
Did you get out and warm up?
What are we going to swim?
When I got in
the pool, it was very cold going around
the edge. Yeah.
We're going to
Tesco's. He's not got himself sorted out, Tim. He's a bit,
mixing him up, are you?
A bit baffled, aren't you, Tim?
Of course he's baffled. Anybody would be baffled. Look at that woman.
That's where Jim is, isn't
it? Yes, that's right. Well, you say silly thing, but how else is she going to get across that road?
No other way is she.
Exactly. Not exactly put. They're not put an underpass or anything, have they?
It's that bus stop.
It's a horrendous road.
There seems to be a lot of people coming, cars on it when she did.
Well, there are always a lot of cars on it, so there's no chance. Don't believe in zebra crossings in Redditch. We haven't got any, you know.
No.
I suppose pelican crossings, but you've got one or two of those. Of one of those. We'll have a mass trip to the toilet before we go into the cafe.
Oh, time gone before I came out of my house, but feeling when I
nearly
got to their school,
so
all
to go again. Yeah. Oh, it's even better there, look. Well?
When you're going straight from there, it looks like you're going back.
does, doesn't it? I haven't really. It was a bit cheating. It was a bit cheating. Right, what do we need? Just money and us, don't we? Decide to take your patches off your trousers again today. Good. Oh right, so you've been doing then? Sticking glue. Gluing what?
Got them yet.
Do you want some help?
Oh, he's unplugged now.
Should we do this? Somebody else coming. Right, are we all locked up?
Oh dear! That's
alright,
no
trouble. Echo.
Echo.
You want?
Echo
with
that.
Echo. There's Edgeworth there, with a J.
Where?
Here.
What did
you do for my birthday? Yeah. I've got some biscuit cutters. Dinosaur shape and gingerbread men shape. So we've got to make biscuits all afternoon. Yes, she did. Examining what she's going to eat. Did you all go swimming, or were there a lot of you not going today? Our family, we'll all go into the one.
Oh,
you're taking your coat off, right?
I'll lock it.
No, we don't need to lock it. Come on, there's only us and a lady in here. She won't be coming.
Is
someone
else going to come?
Is it? Grandma, I thought not. Fluid. Is there anything coming? No, we're right here. When did you wait? Did you wait at nursery? Right. Could you like to tell Grandma, ask her if she'll do your face for you, because you're a mess, while I just go to the toilet. You got as far as you were at the wedding.
We went in the church, that's right. Oh, and I've got a thing to look at it while we're
Let's have a look, yeah. Might as well, because this is a good time while he's rushing around
that's
on there.
Those are the little things that were on the table.
Oh, yes. How many were at the guests?
We reckon there must have been 100 at the meal.
Oh, very nice.
Which is nice. I like the service very much.
Mark Richard Samuel, I didn't realise it was all that.
They all got three names, didn't they? And that's the little card.
Did they all, oh no, a couple of hearts, how exciting. Oh, you had that one.
Yeah, no. It's all very nice actually. Jessica. Back to the rector. I've got something in here that Irene sent for you, the family. Oh.
Who did?
Irene sent those.
What's that?
for your birthday.
Oh my goodness, right. Keep them quiet.
I'll put them here.
Here he comes. He's found a friend, look.
Hey?
He's found a friend.
It's alright, isn't it?
Found a friend. Mm-hmm. A friend. He's going to play with us. Chase her. Put it back in the
I don't know what my pictures will come out like because when we started taking them, we were that cold. Our hands were going like this.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it was, wasn't much room.
No, that would be a good picture if you want one.
Let me get off it before I get to it.
Oh, must be quick. He's getting quite so happy.
Isn't he?
Mind your head on that thing. Oops.